Coming up on episode number 360, it is Twitterville. Yes, tonight I am taking requests live-ish on Twitter. I've got a few to start off things, and I'll be kind of rearranging and grabbing new requests as the show progresses. So this will be a long one. I will try not to talk too much. And instead of having the regular theme songs, we're going to jump right into the first track. Here is Jerry Sprague with his version of Fleetwood Mac's Landslide.
Took my love to the town, climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills where the landslide bring it down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I built my life around you. But time makes you bolder, even children get older. I'm getting older too. I'm getting older. Time makes you bolder, even children get older. I'm getting older too. I'm getting older too. I took my love to the down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills where the landslide bring it down. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills where the landslide bring it down, oh, the landslide bring it down.
Moving without
When I first saw you, we were at the hippie rock show. You called me an ignorant male oppressor and spat in my face because I like meat. But the first time I got a whiff of that patchouli you were wearing, oh, I knew it was love. I think we're gonna make it.
Still the One, performed by Roper. Am I talking? I'm talking here. That is originally, of course, by Shania Twain. You'll find that on their 2004 album, Brace Yourself for the Mediocre. Before that, Pretty Ballerina. Oh, I'm sorry. You're Still the One, going out to Randy P. via Twitter. These are all via Twitter tonight. Before that, Pretty Ballerina by Jason Faulkner. That was a request by Tim Alexander, who said, you know, pretty much any Jason Faulkner would be great to hear. And since I haven't played that one on the show before, decided to bring that out. That's a cover of Left Bank, and it comes from that 2001 Jason Faulkner excellent covers compilation. Everyone says it's on the Them disc. There's a Me disc, and then there's a Them disc, which is all covers. And then we start off the show with Landslide by Jerry Sprague, from his 2001 album, Under the Covers. That's going out to Planet Retcon, who asked for a version of Landslide, a cover version of Landslide that was not the Dixie Chicks. Happy to oblige. Well, since I didn't do it at the beginning, greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is the 11th of September, September 11th, 6th anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Taking our mind off of it, of course, tonight for a Twitterville, again, getting all my requests from Twitter, and even communicating what I'm playing as I'm playing it via Twitter, although it looks like Twitter might be broken as of right now, so we'll see if I can get another update out. I said requests, and I also said questions. Lockjaw is not around to participate in Twitterville, so he sent this one a little bit earlier today in lieu of asking it on Twitter.
Hi, Brian Lockjaw here. Hey, thought that was a fabulous idea doing the Twitterville thing. Unfortunately, I will not be able to participate tonight, I will be going on a hike with a going to be really cool. The guy that's leading it is a retired New York EMT who responded to the World Trade Center on 9/11, and it's a hike up to a flag that is placed above, same height above the valley floor as the Twin Towers were. So that'll be really cool. Looking forward to that. But anyway, I did have a question for you, and this has just been, ever since I started listening to your show, just wondering how many CDs are in your collection, and how many CD racks does it take to house them all? Because I just imagine this wall in your basement just absolutely filled with CDs. Anyway, have fun tonight. Looking forward to listening to the show, and take care.
Bye. Thanks, Lakcha. When we redid our basement about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, or finished our basement, we moved into the house. It was an unfinished basement. We actually planned a whole separate room that we were calling the media room, which was going to be behind the projected wall. So I had access to the back panel of all of the stereo equipment. And then it would be a room also that held all the CDs and all the DVDs and things like that. Right now, as an estimate, and this is purely from just measuring the length of the shelves and figuring out how many CDs fit in a foot, I've got close to only probably about 3,000 CDs. Now, that doesn't count. Oh, actually, you know what? That doesn't count the bookcase to my right, all these CDs here, and it doesn't count the stack of CDs. I swear to God, that is about 3.5 feet tall that is to my left. It is just teetering on the brink of falling over. Also, it doesn't count the digital stuff. By a lot of digital music, and so sometimes I never get a CD. There's 22,635 songs in my iTunes library, and 8,922 of them are cover songs, are labeled as covers. So there's there's an update. I've also got a pool or a ping pong table over in the corner of the basement here that unfortunately we haven't been able to use because, guess what, it's covered with CDs. So, Lakcha, hope that answers your question. Let's get to another request. This was sent in early on in getting the calls in for Twitterville, or getting the tweets in for Twitterville. This is Richard Thompson, and this is going out to Dao Yi. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Daoyee. Wanted to hear Tempted, of course, originally by Squeeze. Here's Richard Thompson's version of it.
bought a novel, some perfume, a fortune all for you. But it's not my conscience that has to be untrue. And I said to my reflection, tell me what am I to do?
Anybody in there? Just nod if you can hear me. Is there anyone at home? Come on now, I hear you feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. There is no pain, you are receding. Distant ships come to the horizon. You are only coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you say. And when I was a child, I had this feeling. My hands felt like two balloons. Now I've got that feeling once again. I can't explain. You will not understand. This is not how I am. Okay, just a little pinprick. There'll be no more, but you might feel a little sick. Stand up, yeah. Working good, that'll keep you going for the show. Come on, it's time to go. There is no pain, you are receding. And distant ships will come to the horizon. You are only coming. Your hands move, but I can't hear what you say. When I was a child, I couldn't. short of fleeting glance. From the corner I find, I turned to look, but it was gone. I cannot put my finger on. The child is grown, the dream is gone. I have become comfortably numb. I have become comfortably
Paul McCartney's original version of Maybe I'm Amazed registers an 8 on the Richter scale. That one registers a full 10. That is Maybe I'm Amazed by Blake Morgan from his 2005 album Burning Daylight. It is now a Podsafe. I hate that term. It's now a PMN track, so looking like I'm going to go ahead and start checking out the PMN now that they are including covers in there. So great. Happy to be a member of the PMN, even if I don't prefer the term Podsafe. I love what it's about, but the term Podsafe bothers me. Before that, oh, I'm sorry, Maybe I'm Amazed by Blake Morgan, going out to T. Elliott, who requested that one. Before that, you heard Comfortably Numb. Now, that is a cool version. That is Graham Parker. Remember Graham Parker and the Rumor? That comes from a 2003 album called A Fair Forgery of Pink Floyd. And that is on the Us disc. Again, you know, splitting up the two CD set by doing an Us disc and a Them disc. And then Tempted by, I'm sorry, Comfortably Numb. Oh, you know what? That's the one. That's the one Twitter. I lost whose name requested that one. Before that, Tempted by Richard Thompson from his 2003 album, A Thousand Years of Popular Music. And of course, it's a cover of Squeeze. All right, a quick word from our sponsor on Coverville, the Twitterville edition. Did you know that every iPod battery is going to lose its ability to hold a charge after a year, year and a half? Yes, you did know that, and a lot of you probably already have iPods that are experiencing this. These things aren't meant to be disposable, right? You don't want to have to replace it every 2 years, so why not just replace part of it for a lot cheaper? More than 30,000 people have successfully replaced the battery in their iPod with a kit from iPodJuice.com. Did you know that in most cases, the batteries that iPod Juice sell last longer than the original stock battery that Apple gave you? And on top of that, their batteries are guaranteed to last for a full 10 years, and it'll be the last battery you ever need to buy for a decade. The large majority, can you tell I'm reading this? A large majority of iPodJuice.com's customers choose the do-it-yourself kit and rarely have an issue. And this is me running off script for a second. I don't know if you noticed, but if you go to the last episode of Coverville, the Sunday night show, a lot of the comments in for the blog, where they usually talk about the music, and there's a couple people talking about the music, but there's people in the blog who are regular Coverville listeners who are saying, oh yeah, I got a battery from iPodJuice.com. They're great. So, you know, don't just take my word for it. Other Coverville listeners are stepping forward and giving their two cents as well. Now, if you don't get the do-it-yourself kit, totally fine. Technicians are standing by if you have questions before, during, or after the sale. Even if you get the kit and you have trouble, you can still send it all to them, and they'll do the installation for you. And the battery inside the iPod Nano and the new iPhone are soldered in, and they recommend that you have iPod Juice perform those replacements themselves. They will still replace them, so don't think that just because the Nanos and the iPhones are new and different that you can't do it. They'll still take care of that for you. Of course, all the other iPods, first generation, second generation, third generation, the cool black and red U2 iPod, fourth and fifth, and as well as the iPod Photo, are all relatively easy to do with the kit that you get from iPodJuice.com. Don't forget, by the way, if you do this, use the Coverville code, which is CoverMe, C-O-V-E-R-M-E, at checkout, and they'll give you free shipping, so you get your iPod Juice battery delivered for free. You just have to pay for the kit itself. So check them out, iPodJuice.com. Let's get back to the music here. Stuart Morrison from the Insomnia Radio in the UK. Love this podcast. UK's version of Insomnia Radio. Hey, I love Jason Evangelo's version too. He wanted to hear a cover of Frank Zappa. I've been itching to play this one for a while. And this one may be a little bit rough for the kiddies. I don't know. You may want to cover those kids' ears or skip right over it. It's a cover of Dirty Love, and it's performed by Jay Davey from the Rewind 5 compilation. Here's Frank Zappa's Dirty Love.
Surrender to some drug on your tray. Give me your dirty love, like a pink donut. information to the dragon in your dream. I don't need your sweet devotion. I don't want your cheap emotion. Love.
Billie Jean, performed there by the Dolpader Big Gang. And I hope I said that right. That is from their 2006 album, Local Strangers. I got to thank Hell Ziggy not just for requesting that, but for helping me land a copy of that album. We had to order it from way overseas, and I never would have found out about it if it weren't for her. So Sharon, thank you so much. She's also the Coverville historian, and she's awesome. So that is Dolpader Big Gang with their cover of Michael Jackson's Billie Jean. Wow, the second version of Billie Jean I've played in as many shows. Before that, Dirty Love by Jay Davey from the 2006 compilation Rewind 5, which is all funky, funky covers. And that one is going out to Stuart Morrison, who does the great Insomnia Radio podcast out of the UK. All right, Brad from Brad P. from NJ from New Jersey sent a Twitter asking how often I get recognized when I'm out on the street as the host of Cover. Let's see, he says, how often do you get recognized when you're out doing errands, and being recognized at a podcaster event is a given? Well, Brad, it I'll let you know as soon as it happens. yeah, I don't think the exposure for these things is big enough that people are getting picked out on the street as much. Plus, you know, people listen to podcasts. A lot of people may not know what I look like. So, nope, hasn't happened yet. But has it happened to you? Has it happened to any podcasters who are listening? Let me know. I'd love to hear about it. Okay, let's get back to music. These Days, this was originally done by Nico, of course. Jackson Browne did an amazing cover of it. And Paul Westerberg, I think, does an amazing cover of it. So does 500. Tim from the 500 by Midnight podcast, one of my favorite shows, all about Las Vegas. He just got back from a trip. He requested Paul Westerberg's version of These Days from the Come Feel Me Tremble album from 2003. And I felt obliged to play it. Here's Paul Westerberg.
Talking these days. kinky girl, the kind you won't take home to mother. She will never let your spirits down once you get her off the street. She likes the boys in the band. She says that I'm a long-time favorite. When I make my move to her room, it's the right time. She's never hard to please. That girl's a super freak, super freak, freak, be super freaky, yeah. She's a very special girl, the kind of girl you want to know. She's a, such a special girl.
Dr. Mello, who tweeted a couple of suggestions. That Super Freak, performed by Bruce Hornsby and Ricky Skaggs, quite a combination, and you can see what it resulted in, a very cool bluegrass version of Rick James' Super Freak. Before that, These Days, originally by Nico, performed there by Paul Westerberg, formerly of The Replacements, with that comes from the album Come Feel Me Tremble from 2003, and that's going out to my pal Tim at 500 by Midnight. All right, let's continue on. This one's going out to Sebastian, and this is a cool one. It's Nightwish, and it's a cover of Over the Hills and Far Away. It comes from the album of the same name. Here's Nightwish.
For him, one winter's night, the rest is here.
Over the Hills and Far Away. That is Nightwish from their 2001 EP of the same name. That's going out to Sebastian. Tweeted about that fairly early on. Happy to get that one out. By the way, the Pink Floyd is going out to Dan Johnson Jr., the one I played about the middle of the show. We're getting close to 1 hour here, and so I want to close this up. Let's go ahead and play the theme music, although I do have one more song coming up, so stick around. This is just so I don't have to talk over the next song. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can Twitter me at twitter.com/coverville. You can call the request line, 206-222-COVER, or, of course, the website, coverville.com, is where you can find anything and everything related to the show. Archives of old shows, a place to subscribe. If you're not subscribing, actually, you know what? If you're not subscribing, email me and let me know why, just so I can figure out what I can do to make it easier for people to subscribe. And that's coverville@gmail.com. All right, we got one more track tonight. Real quickly, the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, thanks to them. Big thanks to our sponsor tonight, iPodJuice.com, and of course to CashFly.com for hosting. We'll be back on Thursday night with a cover story of some sort, one which I will keep short, I promise. Until then, this is Brian DeBitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Just about covers it, not all the way. So let's get that last track out. This one is going out to Peter. Wanted to hear Lead Belly's Goodnight Irene, covered by Kelly Jo Phelps. I figure it's a great way to close out the show. So thank you very much for listening to Twitterville. Let me know what you think, and we'll see if we ever do this again. We might try and do a live show at some point. Ooh, a real live show. All right, as promised, Goodnight Irene, performed by Kelly Jo Phelps, going out to Peter. Have a good night. We'll catch you next time.
Good night. Oh, Irene, good night. ask your mother for you, but she said you were too young. Wish that I would never see your face. Well, I wish I was never born. I wish I was never born. Give Larry a good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. Yeah, I will see you.
Good night.